Hello, welcome back to another episode of the Goddess Journals. I'm your host, as always, Maggie Pugh, and we're back with our Embodied Tarot series. So in this series, we're going to go through all the major arcanas, starting at the Fool, all the way to the World. We are currently on the 7th major arcana, but it is number 6 because the Fool starts at 0, and we're talking about the Lovers this week. Now, if you're not interested in learning how to read tarot, feel free to skip this episode, but it's also great because all of these archetypes live within us. So you can even listen to this episode to tap into that archetype within you, awaken this part of your soul, and work with this part of your energy. You don't have to learn tarot, but if you are ready to learn tarot a little bit more, this episode will be really helpful for you. If you already know how to read tarot, this is a refresher, and it's a way to remind yourself to get back in touch with the cards. I think when we're reading, we go so quickly. We're trying to do these big spreads and do all these readings that we never really spend significant time with one card to the next. And why I made this series was so that we could break down each card, spend time with it, awaken that part within ourselves, answer some journal questions over the course of the month, and just really get into the energy of the archetype of the major arcana. So far, we've been taking the Fool's journey, starting with the Fool. It's brand new start, it's fresh energy, starting a journey, moving on to the Magician, getting all the tools we need, getting into our magnetism, getting a clear vision forwards, then going to the High Priestess, tapping into our souls a bit, tapping into that space in between, listening to our subconscious, the beliefs we are telling ourselves about this situation, moving then on to the Empress and getting into that light side of feminine energy, attracting, setting things into motion, creating what it is that we want on this journey. And then the Emperor, taking action, putting things into motion, protecting our vision, and setting our momentum forwards. And then last month we had the Hierophant, which is that first community card, finding community within this journey, finding the next steps, what the traditional steps within the journey we want to take are, and going a little bit more into community, organized religion, organized beliefs, and finding people on the same wavelength. And now we're stepping into the Lovers, which is connecting with the passion of the journey, connecting with the love. And that's where we are. If this sounds interesting to you, if you're ready to attract love, get into the energy of love and passion and all of that, this is the episode for you, and let's just dive right in. Welcome to the Goddess Journals. I'm your host, Maggie Pugh, tarot reader, spiritual coach, past life regression practitioner, and your personal spiritual hype girl. I'm here to help you break down your walls and practice the radical vulnerability you need to get to know your soul at its very core. This podcast will give you the guidance to change your fear into power and take those first steps on your ultimate journey to soul transformation. So take a deep breath and let's get mystical. All right, so with the Lovers card, number six, the Lovers. I think a lot of time people see this card as traditional love, relationships, finding your one true love, your soulmate, but it also has to do with just the energy of love and passion in our lives. There's so much more to love than just romantic love. There's love within friendships, there's familial love, there's unconditional love, there's spiritual love, there's passion, there's drive in that sort of sense with your passion for life, your passion for your career, your passion for your hobbies, wherever it is that you find that love and passion towards actions and things. And that's something that's really important to tap into with this card. Maybe you're in a relationship and you're not needing to take this Lovers card deeper into your relationship. You're in a really good place. Maybe you're just not ready for a relationship right now and you're finding love in other areas. That doesn't mean when this card comes up, it's like, oh, you have to go find a relationship. You have to start dating. It just means to align with love. And this is that archetype that we are awakening within us, which is just plain and simple love and passion, because A, it exists within all of us, and B, love and gratitude are the highest frequencies. They're how you really get into fast manifestation, powerful manifestation. The Lovers and the Magician card go so beautifully together in a reading because it's saying by aligning with love, you are going to manifest. It is your greatest tool. So keep that in mind today when we go through all the stuff about the Lovers, that it's not just relationships. By reading it as purely relationships, you're missing out on so much more that this card has to offer, and that this energy has to offer you, that this part of yourself has to give yourself in the world. So let's look at the themes and key terms here for any of you who want to get a little bit more clear on what this card means when it comes up, or what the traits are of this archetype that lives within you. So starting off, love. The Lovers, love. We've been talking about it so far. Unconditional love, passion, relationships, partnerships. This can also be partnerships in business. The Two of Cups is like the minor version of the Lovers, and that's all about unity, cooperation, and this can be a card about business connections and cooperation and collaboration. It's also values. I think values with love, what you love is what you value. There's love and hate when it comes to our morals and our values, and this is very prominent in this card. Self-love, unity, harmony, and temptation. That's that darker side, that more shadow side, the reverse side, it's temptation. Saying that sometimes we can be tempted towards things, and it's this false love, this idyllic love, or this lust rather than love. Some more themes are chasing passion. Earthly love, spiritual love, unconditional love, the trifecta, the holy trinity when it comes to love. Also self-love, divine blessings. Sometimes this card comes in very specifically to say your choice, your actions, what you're doing is divinely blessed because you are aligned with love. Love being the highest frequency, and it's also attraction. Sometimes it's just simply saying, hey, there's been something, there's been someone who's been catching your eye. Lean into that. It can also represent following your heart, making a commitment. It's this soulmate connection. Like I said, it doesn't always have to be relationships, but it can be. It can be the idea that a soulmate is in your life, that a soulmate is coming soon, that you are aligning yourself with that soulmate connection. And it's just really about following your heart. Aligning with love is leading with your heart, following your heart over your head. And it can also be making a commitment to yourself, to something that promotes love in your life. Now, this is where we get a little more tarot-based. Feel free to skip this part if you're not here for the tarot, but maybe you'll find this interesting anyways. We're going to look and dissect the imagery of the Rider-Waite-Smith deck. A reminder, I have started using Rider-Waite-Smith because Waite, he made the deck, he had the ideas, he wrote down the symbolism that he wanted, but Smith made the iconic images. She created the art, and she was only given a flat fee for this because, especially at the time, women, you know, were not valued for their work. They weren't seen as workers as much, and she was very much taken advantage of and does not have her name on it, even though these iconic images would not exist without her, and B, she really received very little compensation despite the wild success of the Rider-Waite deck. So Rider-Waite-Smith is how, going forwards, I'm going to talk about this deck. That being said, I'm looking at the traditional Rider-Waite-Smith deck. So yours might be slightly different. You can look at yours, but if you find that I'm saying things and you're not seeing it on yours, maybe just looking up a picture of the classic imagery and see how that can also be shown up in your card. Artists will take different liberties, they have different visions, so sometimes they'll have a different symbol on your card to represent similar ideas. So starting out, we have this sun shining overhead. We'll start right at the top of the card. The sun shining overhead representing the divine presence and how love is the highest vibration. It's shining lovely rays down. It also is foreshadowing to the Sun card that will come later, one of my favorite cards in the deck, and it speaks to how aligning with love makes you magnetic. The Sun card is all about manifestations coming to fruition. It's saying you will become magnetic to those manifestations. You will embody them. They will come to fruition when you align with love, when you lead and act from love. Then we have this angel here, and the angel protects and watches over the lovers on earth, signifying that this love is protected. Your love is protected. Love is unconditional. It's pure. And this is a good omen for love to come. Red wings here on the angel can also show the action of the universe to bring you towards this love, to call you towards it, that you can listen to that action, that you can trust, especially when you're trying to attract love, attract a partner, that things are aligning perfectly for you. You just need to trust the action of the universe. Then looking at the figures, we have the man who looks at the woman. This represents the earthly love we were talking about and that we all experience. The woman looks up at the angel, representing divine or spiritual love that many of us seek. And then the angel gazes down upon the figures, showing that unconditional and energetic love from the universe, from source, from God, whoever it is you believe in. Just from some sort of higher power. Then we have what a lot of people notice right away, which is the nakedness of our lovers. There's a lot of biblical imagery here. That was just because the whole point of the Rider-Waite-Smith deck was to put imagery in that the people of the time would really grasp to and understand, and that it would be extremely accessible to the day-to-day person. And Christianity and the Bible and all of those sorts of religions were really, really popular, like everyone was going to church. And so these were images that Rider-Waite, he really trusted the everyday person would know and understand just by looking at it, not having to decode it like maybe we are right now. So you may see that kind of Garden of Eden vibe going on here, but it also has deeper meanings than just that. So the nakedness of our lovers symbolizes not just the purity of this love that is being experienced, but also the vulnerability that you must show within love to give your heart to someone, to express love. It's a vulnerable thing. Then we have the two trees also mirroring the figures. We have the tree on the left side representing earth energy. It has apples. It is a very earthly looking tree, but it also represents sensuality and temptation with that snake moving up the tree. It speaks to how you can evolve and the knowledge you gain when you commit yourself to love. So this goes a little different from that typical biblical scene, right? We have typical biblical iconography would be eating the apple and being shunned for it. Whereas here, I really like to see it as, yes, taking that bite of the apple of love, and the knowledge you gain when you commit yourself to love is so amazing. And this is something to be celebrated and to seek out. Then we have the tree on the right behind the man here. And the tree on the right indicates passion and drive when it comes to love. It represents that wild passion that you may experience. It also has 12 flames connecting this to the divine, the 12 zodiac signs, suggesting that this love is cosmically driven, is a soulmate connection. Some people say twin flames. I don't believe that's who you want to be in a relationship with at the very least. So I have a whole podcast on that. You can go look for it. But to me, this really represents a soulmate connection. And then finally, we have that red volcano in the background. Some people will also say it's a mountain, but I like to see it as a volcano. And the red volcano in the back represents the explosive nature and the fiery passion of love, urging you to be careful of large bursts of emotions. Take your time, but know that it is so powerful, and it is a powerful tool, but make sure that you're not losing yourself to this eruptive feeling. And that's all the imagery I have for you. Just a reminder, this is tapping into love. So something you can do, I have some journal prompts for you here to do throughout the month to awaken this part within you, but also just doing daily gratitude is really important when it comes to embodying this lover's card. Love and gratitude are one and the same. And daily gratitude can seem really overwhelming. It can seem like oh my gosh, I have to get out my journal all the time, but it can literally just be in your mind. When you wake up, just get into the habit of, before you open your eyes, listing three things that you're grateful for that day. And they can be big things and like profound things, but they can also be small pleasures. A lot of the time I write down in my gratitude journal that I am grateful for my cup of coffee in the morning because it keeps me grounded, it gives me energy, and it gives me a moment for myself. So it can be something small or big. Just remember to follow it up with, I'm grateful for this because of blank, because it makes me feel blank. Because it makes me feel is the really important one to me, because that taps you into that feeling and frequency of gratitude. Because sometimes gratitude can be ambiguous. It's not always just feeling grateful for someone doing something for you. Sometimes it feels like peace. Sometimes it feels like joy. Sometimes it feels like excitement, but those feelings, their roots are in gratitude. Like, I'm so grateful that I get to feel so excited for my day because there's this thing I get to do. I'm so grateful for this thing that I get to do because it makes me excited. So if you're going to do anything, if you're going to take any takeaway from this, just start gratitude journaling. You can have a physical journal for it, but you can also just have that moment to yourself in the morning before your eyes open, and that moment before you truly turn over to sleep at night. It takes 30 seconds. It gets to be quick, and nothing will raise your vibration more. Nothing will align you with love more. All right, and now we're on to the journal prompts. You can sit down, do these all. I'm going to put them in the show notes, so do not worry. You can go copy them there later. But you can also just take your time. You have the whole month to work with the Lover's card, the whole month to work with this archetype before a new episode of the Embodied Tarot comes up. So feel free to take your time with these. Sit with them for a few days. Sit with them for some time before you really feel ready to move on to the next one. I have four categories here. It's going to be love/relationships, then a category of self-love, then this idea of idolizing, this temptation almost, like this putting someone on a pedestal when maybe you shouldn't, this darker side of the Lover's card, and then unconditional love, the highest vibration. So starting with love and relationships, we have, who in your life raises you up? Who wants you to win and is genuinely happy when you shine? Who in your life can't hack it when you shine more brightly than them? Who in your life needs to always have the upper hand, the higher step? Now moving on to self-love. In what ways can you make time to honor your vessel every day, your body, your soul? Write a gratitude list of 10 reasons that you're thankful for your body, 10 reasons you are thankful for your mind, and 10 reasons you are thankful for your soul. So this is, I am grateful for my mind because blank. And see if you can take that further. I am grateful for my mind because blank, and that makes me feel blank. All right, now idolizing. Write a list of 5 people you admire most, your heroes. Now write down the 3 qualities you admire most about each of them. Write down how these qualities already exist within you. How can you start expressing them more in your life today? And then finally, unconditional love. What ways do I judge myself and others? Do I hold myself to higher standards than others, or vice versa? How can I begin to release judgment and level out the playing field? And you might want to do this in categories. Maybe you judge others more harshly at work than you do at home. Maybe you judge your body and your health more harshly than others. Maybe you judge your mental health more harshly than others, but you judge others' actions around people more than your own. What categories can you kind of split this into if it's not that black and white? And that's all I have for you today about the Lovers. It's very simple. I think that I could get really deep and preachy about other ones, but this one really is plain and simple. It's about aligning with love. And it's about also looking at the shadow aspects of love, like idolizing and temptation, and getting lost in idealization or lust or infatuation. But at the end of the day, it's just about love and gratitude. And that's how we're going to tap into this card this month, is just align with love. For the millionth time, align with love. All right. I love you for listening through to this podcast all the time, to listening to this episode, even if it's your first one. I appreciate your support. If you haven't already, please give the podcast a rating, 5 stars, please. And send it a little love. Practice your first act of love by rating the podcast. That's how you can get started. And with that, I'll love and leave you, and I'll see you next week for a whole new episode. All right. Bye.